Hello, everybody, and welcome to the AwooCast podcast, an adult furry podcast that happens once a week, every single Friday. I am your host, Nidoflo, and I am joined by my co-host, Northco.
Howdy, everyone.
Howdy, partner. When we say adult, we mean adult. We will be talking about sex every single week, pretty much, without holding back at all. We're going to be very explicit, very, very adult. This is a podcast for adults, period. And yeah, I just wanted to have... because I love my, well, Odin's Anthrocast, but I also
like sex.
Yeah, I do. I love sex. I like talking about it. So here we are with the AwooCast.
I'm really excited. I'm used to being so tame on my channel and being relatively tame on the podcast.
Yeah, you're really used to it with one episode under your belt.
I recorded a bunch.
Oh.
I have 5 videos recorded, Mama. I just have to edit them.
Good for you. Anyway, this is our pilot episode, our first episode, and we're going to be talking about our favorite kinks.
Scandalo.
Yeah, I thought it'd be a fun topic because who doesn't love talking about their own kinks, right? I mean, I talk about them all the time. I thought this would be a fun topic to start on because you get to know a little bit about us and we get to just talk about super kinky subjects and have fun with that. And I think people would find it entertaining. I think every single week we're going to be talking about a different kink, mayhaps. And also, I have some guests that are like YIF artists and adult like mersuit makers and stuff like that that I might eventually have on. It'll be fun. So we can do a lot with this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you can do a lot with the human body.
That's a transition. Okay.
It's very apropos. Before we start, we do want to say that if you leave a comment wherever you can, wherever this is posted, especially on YouTube, we will feature it at the end, some of them as questions. So leave a question or a comment, and we'll have kind of a viewer mail section. You can ask us sexual questions. You can ask us relationship advice. That'd be funny. Really just go ham. You can ask personal questions, whatever. We may answer it. We may not. Just ask them in the comments. It'll be fun.
Relationship advice from us. We are the two worst people.
I have a boyfriend. Thank you very much.
I don't.
Sad face.
Single Pringle, ready to mingle.
So I'm going to start. I'm going to just move on past that. I'm going to start talking about my favorite kinks. Now, when I name my kinks, the first one that pops into my head and makes me pop a boner is cum inflation. That's like... probably my numero uno fantasy kink. I love it so much. What do you think of cum inflation?
I'm not gonna lie. I've always thought it was kind of funny. Not like funny like haha, but like funny just like I think it's kind of funny to look at.
Oh, it's absurd. If you don't know what cum inflation is, it is where the bottom takes so much jizz that their belly expands, sometimes to absolutely absurd proportions. Sometimes it's just, you know, like actually what your stomach could expand to. But there are some that they literally expand to like the size of like
planets.
Earth. Yeah. Yeah. Which I have pawed off to, which I don't know how I did, because I 1,000,000% understand what if you were to look at that and be like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. I'd be like, you're not wrong, but somehow it makes my pee-pee hard.
The thing that always gets me is the onomatopoeias that they use.
That's like in furry comics in general.
But the ones for inflation especially are always just like inflate, Schlick, inflate, schlorp, inflate.
Inflate.
Slurp, slurp, slurp. And it's like, oh lord.
But I love cum. Like it's like my favorite thing in the world. I love the smell. Oh god, it smells intoxicating. It's like my favorite smell. And I don't know why, I think it'd be so hot to, like, be able to have so much cum. Well, no. Have so much cum in you that your belly, like, literally expands. That's, ugh. I even like it when they, like, cum so much that it comes out of their mouth and maybe even nostrils. I don't care. Fuck it. It's hot.
Oh, I will say I love those. I love the, like, when there's a really big, like, especially, this is kind of getting into a different one, when there's a really big dick and it goes in one hole and out the other.
Well, often cum inflation goes with hyper.
Yeah.
Which will kind of transition into my next one. Sorry, I'll give you one after this. But the next one is hyper. Like, I love hyper, which means exaggerated proportions of a particular body part. In my terms, I like hyper cock and hyper balls. Oof. Oof, please, giant dicks. love giant dicks, obviously, in real life and in anthro art. Oh, just the bigger the better. I like it ridiculous compared to the body size. I want to be smothered with giant balls. Horse animations with their giant hypercocks. Yes, please.
Yes.
Right? So is hyper one of your big kinks or no?
It's not, okay, it's not like a number one, but I enjoy it. I prefer hyper more than I prefer inflation. I prefer inflation within reason.
Yeah, and I don't like air inflation or whatever. Like, that's a common one. I'm not into that.
Ironically, I like that, though.
Really?
I kind of like air inflation. I know, like, genuinely, the thing, small disclaimer, the thing about air inflation is everyone's just like, oh, it's air, it can't be that bad. But ironically, air inflation's probably more dangerous than, like, water inflation.
You're talking about in real life.
Well, this is what I'm saying. People think that, like, oh, air inflation, that's something I could do in real life and, like...
No. That could absolutely perforate your colon and explode your stomach. Don't do that. Anyway, but in fantasy... So do you like it when they, like... There's inflation that it's just the stomach, but a lot of times it's, like, all of them gets inflated, including their limbs and everything? Yeah.
See, this is where I kind of prefer, like, a little bit more reasonable. Like, I prefer if it's, like, just, like, the lower abdomen belly area.
Yeah, that's fine, yeah. Yeah, but a lot of people end up...
I'm just imagining you with, like, a full planet-sized picture pulled up, and you're just like, okay, I guess that's fine.
This is fine. Yeah, inflation's not my thing, but I could see the appeal. I just like bellies, so bellies are hot.
Then you'd love me. No.
Odin. I like a nice round belly, not necessarily a super heavy person.
Shamu the whale.
I'm trying to be very nice about it.
Oh, I'm. This for is those personal of you attraction. Don't know,
yeah.
For those of you who don't know, I am plus sized.
Yes, so. You're very rotund.
That would be a cute name, Rotunda.
As a drag queen, Rotunda.
Rotunda.
That's good.
That's a. Out of, okay.
Write that down. Rotunda's good.
I literally am.
That's such a good name. Anyway, what's another one of your kinks? Like that come to mind right away.
Kind of mentioned
this
earlier. Love it. Paws and feet, like just both in general.
God, paws is like the most common one in the fandom because feet is like the most common fetish. Period. It's
for sure
the most common. So for it to be in the fandom, paws makes perfect sense.
Ironically, I prefer feet more than I prefer paws.
Even
though this is a furry podcast, really? I prefer feet more than I prefer paws. Yeah.
Huh.
Well,
usually
see,
it's the opposite.
Feet, for the most part, are uniform. Like, every foot, in terms of form, is more or less the same. But paws, there's, like, the paws that are more, like, human with, like, claws. There are the paws that are just, like, huge beans. There's
the paw variance pads, in paws. No paw pads, yeah.
Yeah, the variance in paws is too wide for me to say that, like, I like all paws. Not all paws are made equal.
I'm not into paws, but my roommate sure is. I definitely smothered him with my fursuit paws while he enjoyed them a lot. So, I mean, I've also let people, like, suck on my toes and stuff, like, because they're into it. And I don't mind it. But feet are not my thing. Paws aren't my thing. Paws are cute. Like, they're cute. When Zen draws a paw, it's jerk-offable, but otherwise not really.
Fucking furry Zen. I wish he made more art. Didn't he stop?
Me too. I don't think so. I think he still does it. It's just very rare.
Yeah. I love...
Actually, horse animations sometimes focus on paws, too.
His paws are all right. Furry Zen.
The best. Because I've actually gotten off to them, and I don't even like paws.
Sir, that's right. You have talked about this.
Yeah. We know a lot of people into paws. Like, it's so common.
I mean, that's such a common fetish.
Right.
The other really common one, Vor. I like Vor. I like Vor.
Why don't you tell us what you like about it?
Well, if you check Odin's previous video where he did a dive.
No. This is, I'm Nido, not Odin, but go on.
Oh, hello, Nido. Who was this Odin fellow?
I have no idea. Not my name backwards.
I was reading a wiki for article about you, and the fact that they really had to, like, hold your hand through
Flow Nido
Flow is Odin Wolf backwards.
You're gonna blow some people's minds here.
They spent a paragraph talking about it, which is just like, do you really need to hold someone's hand? They're saying that it's just backwards.
Anyway, why do you like Vor, North?
I don't. I just really like Vor. It's
What kind Ironically, of four? What do you like about it? Go into it.
Come on. I prefer like the soft four. I don't like digestion, and I don't like, there's a word for it, like the after vor, when you then like
post vor scat.
The waste. Not a fan. Some of you are.
Don't care.
And I don't want. Yeah.
Look, we're not, even if we're saying like ew to something or it doesn't mean. Mm-hmm. Like, I genuinely don't care what you're into, as long as it's a consenting adult thing, you know what I mean? Or pure fantasy, yeah. Whatever. Just, I don't care, but I don't have to personally like it.
Yeah.
All and I can express my opinion about shame. It. We're not kink shaming. Like, I think vor is gross. You could think cum inflation is gross. That doesn't offend me. I don't care.
Roll back to 5 seconds ago when he's just, we're not calling it gross.
No, I mean, like, I could think it's gross, personally, but I don't, it doesn't mean I'm, I don't know how to explain it, but I genuinely just don't judge it, though.
It's not your type. It's not your thing, but you can identify that it's other people's thing.
Right.
Yeah. But see, attached to vor, going along with the inflation, I don't like vor where you then see, like, huge inflated belly. Don't like that.
Do you like it when it's, like, the hands and feet, like, stretching out of the belly and you could see the outline? I think
that's so stupid.
It's really funny when it's their face and they're like,
that's always scary to me.
It is. It's like that's horror.
That one, it really is horror. That's the one that it's very like cheesy horror movie from the 60s.
I laugh at that. Like, again, my roommate loves vor, and just like, I walk into his room and like, I forget his background is just like him inside of a stomach. And I'm like, Jesus. Okay.
Is it really?
Yes, oh, and then he's got a vor docky on the wall.
Oh, and the huge shark. The huge shark that someone gave him.
Well, that's actually mine that they gave me and I let him use. But anyway. Yeah, so we know a lot of people.
As if you're ever going to reclaim it. As if you're ever going to get it back.
Who knows? But, yeah, I mean, I did a video on vor. Or Odin did a video on vor, but I don't.
Odin Wolf?
It's just not for me. I don't know why. You think I might like it? Because I like giant bellies, but vor is just, especially when you like see the animation where their jaw unhinges and then they just swallow someone, and I'm just like, what the fuck?
I don't like that. Okay.
It's scary.
I like vor in the context of like macro micro esque. Like,
well, now like you're going on a different kink, but
I mean, all my kinks are intertwined. You're gonna tell me that yours aren't. Like, you were talking about how like hyper is often like tied in with inflation.
Right. Tied.
So like what I'm saying is like macro micro is often tied in with like vor. So
yeah.
I prefer my vor when it's like macro micro size difference.
Are you a prey or a pred?
I'm both.
I prefer
to be prey. If it was just like outright just like,
because you're like, a
bottom. What do you prefer? It would be prey.
Mm-hmm.
But it depends on the person I'm with. It really does. There's some people who I will only top with, and there's some people who I'll only bottom with.
Yeah, that makes sense, yeah.
And then there's some people who I have no issue doing both with.
Yeah.
Obviously, them in like RP and art and bullshit.
Yeah, so. Yeah, like there's some guys I just can't ever see being dominant, and I won't, like, I just can't see them as a dom, and some I only
This
see
is Odin's subtle way of saying that he doesn't think I'm a dom. Sorry, this is Naito's subtle way if he doesn't
Excuse
think
me. I gotta get that right. Yeah, well, no, you're whatever you want, boo. Whatever you want.
I feel attacked.
No, you're whatever you want. I'm supporting you.
That is the most
before we get on to micro, is micro macro one of your fetishes then?
Not directly.
So just in the context of vor?
Almost always, yeah.
I mean, that makes it so the jaw doesn't have to unhinge, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
How do you feel about, like, anal vor?
I'm iffy.
You're yiffy.
I am really iffy. Oh. Uh-huh. But, I'm not. I tolerate anal vor. It depends on the artist. And
I want to put that on a fucking sign. I tolerate anal vor. In cursive.
I tolerate anal vor. It's not something that, like, if I'm on E621 or FA, I'm not going to look up anal vor. But if I look up just vor and it's in the feed, I'm not going to say no, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Not a huge fan of, like, I don't want to say less traditional, but, like, the less common kinds of vor. Like, I don't like tail vor. Paw vor, I'm not a huge fan of.
That's okay. What about nostril?
Ivor. Oh no. Makes me uncomfortable.
Well, the other like common one, what about Cockvor?
Ivor?
Cockvor.
I have seen Ivor.
Stop it. What about Cockvor?
That's another one that I'll tolerate. I prefer that one over Analvor.
Really? I would think anal's more appealing because that's where you put your pee-pee.
But
I mean, I've done sounding, so I guess I've vored a rod.
I don't like scat.
No.
So the thing is like, if it's anal vore, you're gonna have to go past some of those items.
No, you clean out first.
Those masses.
Just like gay sex.
But see, cleaning out only cleans out to a certain point. Like, you don't clean out your entire fucking intestine.
Look, where there's a will, there's a way. There's Ipecac.
So, like, if it's anal vore, you need to... You're going to pass something, you know?
Okay.
And I don't like that thought.
It's fantasy! It could be whatever you want. It can't even happen anyway.
I overthink everything. I'm sorry.
Also, before we go on any further, what's our sexual orientation? I'm gay. 100% gay. Gay. Love dicks. Love ass. Love balls. I'm gay. Just to clarify. Gay as fuck. What about you?
I'm nominally gay. Like, we joke around a lot, and I really don't
You're
care.
You're nominated for a gay award? What?
Yeah. The gamies. I was a 2020 gamie nominee. But if someone asks, I'll just say gay. Because it's a lot easier than saying, I'm bisexual with a strong preference towards men. Because then it always turns into the conversation, well, what kind of women do you like? Or, like, is there a...
How strong is the preference?
It's like an 80-20 split. Obviously, the 80% being the male preference.
Have you ever been with a woman?
I have.
That actually
Of course, I just don't talk about it because 90% of my friends are, like, male preference, bisexual, or gay.
Yeah.
Gay. So I'm not going to be like, well, I fucked this bitch last night. So
we don't talk like that unless it's they're into it.
No disrespect. Sorry, I fucked Courtney last night, and it was really soft and sensual. But yeah, I'm technically bisexual, but for all intents and purposes, I just say gay.
Yeah, that's fair. So now you know that about us, like, his little context to it. Moving back on to fetishes, one of my other biggest one is fursuits.
So in terms of, like, mersuiting? Or, yeah. Like, do you just, like, okay.
No, like, for me, it has to be a fursuit with a dick out. Or, like, their okay. ass out. If it's just, like, a normal fursuit, it doesn't do anything for me. I need the dick or the ass to be showing. Okay. Like, it has to be a mersuit.
Well, I ask because there's people who, like, they'll get hugged by a fursuiter and will get rock hard, you know?
Oh, God, I need people like that. Yeah, no. That doesn't... Nope.
I needed that point of clarification.
Yeah, no, I don't... That doesn't... Don't worry, that doesn't happen with me for real. But, yeah, mersuiting is hot. Obviously, you know I liked mersuiting because... Yes, I'm Naito, but Odin posted a lot of videos in his past about mersuiting. So obviously, you know, ergo, Naito, very into mersuiting. So I think it's hot. I like it. I love seeing it. Some of my favorite porn to paw off to, for sure. So yeah, mersuits are hot.
Mersuits are really great. Mm-hmm. I love pup play as well.
Oh my God, seamsies!
Pup play is... I'm not gonna. I think I prefer pup play over like mersuits, but
no, it's very easier. But aesthetically, it doesn't.
It's very easier.
Shut up!
Don't come to this podcast if you're trying to learn how to speak. Don't.
So I have a lot of pup gear, like a lot of gear and multiple pup hoods. I've found that I like neoprene pup hoods the best because they're the most comfortable. I used to have a rubber one, but it's just not comfortable. And I have a leather one, but leather just doesn't look very good. It doesn't hold its shape. Do you have any pup hoods?
No, I do not. I used to, but it wasn't the right size. I got one, and it just, didn't fit. So I ended up giving it to a friend instead.
Yeah, I get them from Mr. S. Customize them. And just so you guys know, really quick, these are just, like, very shallow, like, base level us talking about our fetishes. We'll have, like, full-on episodes where we deep dive into it as if we're diving into someone's mouth when being bored, okay? We're gonna get into details. Mm-hmm. So this is just vague. This is just to give you an introduction to, like, what we're into and what we might talk about. And we'll talk about stuff we're not into, for sure. We'll bring on people that are into, like, stuff that isn't our jam, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And for pup play, I also have a cage that's a large dog cage.
In your dungeon.
It's metal. But has been modified to have black leather padding on the bottom so it's comfortable.
so a person can fit in there.
Yep. I'm more into the aesthetics than I am the play.
Has anyone used that yet, the cage?
Yeah, I fought Kopi in it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I know you used the sling for Kopi, but...
Yeah, I've been using the cage for a while. I was, like, fingering him and stuff. But, are you into more of the aesthetics or the play?
Bit of both. I really like the leather aesthetic. Not super, super huge into latex, but I love like, it. The leather gear aesthetic.
Yes, I like leather gear. I don't like old school leather where it's, like, the...
Biker jacket.
No, I like
that. I say that as you...
No, I'm talking about old school leather where it's just like black leather pants, black vest, black...
Like black chaps, you know?
Like that. Yeah, I'm not into the old school leather. I'm into like motocross leather. That's hot.
Okay.
Yeah. I love motocross gear.
I like the motocross gear.
Yeah.
I also really love like uniforms. Like a cop uniform or like a military uniform.
Yeah.
This is a bit of a guilty pleasure of mine. There was a furry who was posting stormtrooper porn for a while.
Yeah.
I liked that. I liked it a lot.
You say this as if you did you forget? I've sucked his dick while he was in that stormtrooper outfit.
Wait, you have?
Yes. Multiple times. He's from Chicago.
No, he's not. Are you kidding me?
He lives in Chicago.
Does he like Rotunda?
I have no idea. But yeah, like he went to Gear Blast and IML and MIR, like yeah. It's hot. He did that video with Felix Fox.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure this is all really public information. If not, I'll cut this, but I'm pretty sure it's all public.
I mean, it was on Pornhub.
And like, yeah, but I don't know if it said his name. I think it did.
Oh. Well, you never said until now.
So. No, I said it earlier, too. But yeah, I sucked a stormtrooper's dick because that's fucking hot. And that one, what's that studio that did the stormtrooper porn?
I know who you speak of, but I can't remember.
God, it's so hot because they have such giant uncut dicks that I'm just like, please.
Oh, yeah.
And that gets to one of my biggest fetishes in the entire planet, and that is foreskins and uncut dicks. Like, there is no better cock than an uncut cock. Like, well, other than like anthro. Cock? Yeah, anthro, there's different. I'm talking about in reality, there's no better dick than an uncut cock. It's just the best thing to put your tongue under. They glide, they feel good, and just... Huh, I love that.
They glide.
They do. When you jerk them off, they fucking glide, and it's beautiful.
I'm not gonna lie. In my many sexual escapades, I've only ever been with one person who's uncut.
Oh, they're the best, dude. I was with a guy with a 9-inch uncut dick, and I was in literal heaven. That's probably my favorite sexual experience. It was just like, oh my god,
that's insane.
Oh, he was fucking my throat, and I was in heaven.
Where do you put that?
In my mouth is what he did.
Shut up.
And he jizzed all over my puphood along with 5 other people. It was great.
But like, just for point of reference, because I never asked this to you before, how much couldn't you take in your throat? Like a 9-inch? Like how much of that 9-inch
I don't remember. It was like in heaven. So I was just like kind of, I don't know. Like I have a gag reflex, but I had my large friend Ari, I mean large, like his cock is big, throat trained me and I got a lot better at... The secret I learned is count 1, 2, 3 in, 1, 2, 3 out. 1, 2, 3 in, 1, 2, 3 out. Like, breathe in for 3 seconds, breathe out. Even while they're violently pounding your face and going down your throat, if you remember to breathe like that and you keep reminding yourself, you will take dick 100 times better and you won't gag as much or at all. Like, it's amazing. Counting your breathing is so helpful. Yeah, huh. I love big dicks. I love uncut dicks.
I'll have to remember that.
Yeah.
Because I love sucking dick so much.
It's a really good thing I learned, and I just kind of developed that by myself while sucking his dick. I started to learn, like, oh, breath. Because you have to remember to, like, breathe in while they're, like, shoving their dick down your throat. You know what I mean? Like, because if you just try to, like, you're not getting air. You have to breathe in, like, as much as you can while they're pounding you, and then breathe out. It's just, like, it helps so much. Yeah, I love sucking dick. And also, for preference, I cannot physically bottom, nor do I like to bottom. I have a chronic anal fissure. It means my butt's torn forever, which maybe I'll have surgery on, but I cannot physically bottom, nor do I like to. I am a top. And North, what are you?
Switch with the preference of being a bottom.
He's a bottom bitch. Don't lie.
I like to dom every now and then. Once again, depends on the person.
Yeah, I prefer being submissive, but 9 times out of 10, I end up being the dom because everyone else likes to be submissive.
Well, yeah. Also, like, I'm fully aware of the fact that there's sub-tops, but...
Yeah.
It's not as common as probably you would like, is what I'm assuming.
Like, I definitely had dom bottoms, and it's hot as fuck. Like, actually, that stormtrooper, when I was at his house... He wasn't in stormtrooper gear. He was in a fursuit, and I was tied down in fursuit. Again, this is, like, I think I posted a video of this a long time ago. But I was in Shibari, which is rope play, and I was tied down. And then he, like, played with my dick for, like, an hour. I didn't get off from the milker. And then he rode my cock, and which was really hot. Mm-hmm. Like, doming while bottoming. It was just,
Power bottoms are great.
Yeah. There's so much I could talk about. Like, so many sexual situations.
Which leads into the... Like the role play BDSM, which I know is like the most vanilla thing.
No, it's not.
I mean, nowadays at least.
No. It's vanilla if you're like, look, I'm wearing a harness, which is fine. Again, I'm not judging you.
I will say, but... I've been on Grindr before and I've messaged a guy like, what are you into? Like, what are your kinks? And he's just like, BDSM. And I'm just like, do you have any pics of you in BDSM? And he's like, sure. And it's like those stupid pink fluffy fucking handcuffs that every like... 18-year-old girl who says she's into BDSM has.
And look, and look. If you're in the light BDSM, that's fine. That's okay. We're not saying like, oh, hardcore is better than you or whatever. But it's just funny that people act like it's a big deal when it's
like,
not.
I'm super into BDSM.
Yeah.
And I'm going to pull out my pink fuzzy handcuffs.
It's like I've been in a chair where they tie your feet and arms into it. And your head and you can't move, or I've been in a vacuum bed, or
I was gonna say you've been vac bedded, haven't you?
I've been suspended from the air. Like there's a lot of different bondage I've been in, which is what I think of when I think of bondage.
Well, see, for me, I prefer being the top in terms of bondage.
Oh, you're useful. There's not a lot of those.
Mainly because I'm claustrophobic, so.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't like a vac bed.
I would, like in porn. I ideally like to fantasize about myself being the bottom, but I know that my claustrophobia would not allow that IRL. So
interesting.
So when it comes to BDSM, I typically
so when you come over, I'll put you in the dog cage. Is what you're saying?
I would cry.
Aww. I would only enjoy that a little bit if it was consensual.
I hate you so much.
God, there's so. I mean, I have a lot of fetishes, I guess. In,
this is going to be another one. We're going to turn off the mic and realize, like, shit, we forgot to talk about whatever.
I also really like, and this is a controversial one, I like fantasy incest, which means incest in furry art that is not in real life and that is with adults. I like adult fantasy incest, which is like Brogles or, like, other comics where it's, like, father and adult son.
What are you
son.
Doing, stepbro?
Like
what are you doing, stepbro?
Stepbro's not real incest. But I like fantasy adult incest. That is a fetish of mine, and I don't care. People have tried to cancel me over that, and I genuinely, genuinely do not care. I enjoy it. I don't care what you have to say about it, period.
There was a one that used to be in Pornhub, but Pornhub did a major purge of, like, content that hasn't been verified. It was two twin brothers. It's magnificent. Anyway.
I'm going to keep finding a fantasy, but anyway. let's see. What else? God, there's... probably a metric fuck ton. Why don't you name another
one? I'm telling you, we're going to turn off the mic and we're going to remember. What else are you into?
There's a lot.
I'm trying to think. I literally can't think of anything off the top of my head. Oh, water sports.
Yeah?
Water sports. I love water sports.
I like being the water sports top where I pee on someone else.
I'll do both. I actually... Yeah. I'll do both, but I prefer being the bottom for water sports.
Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to piss in an ass.
It's not that great.
I want to try it, though. I want to piss in someone's ass and fuck it out. That's hot.
Okay.
I mean, I've done a lot water sports. I guess I don't talk about a lot of what I've done, because that can be future episodes of the podcast, but definitely had my fair share of pops drink my pee.
Yeah, that's always a lot of fun. I like it. But I will say there are some people out there with some pungent urines, which are just God, not fun.
It's one of the worst tastes in the world. I've tried my own and I wanted to die.
Well, maybe if you ate
better. It doesn't matter, like, even if it's like really hydrated pee, it still tastes awful.
Really hydrated pee.
You know what I mean? Like, not morning pee.
Like the, like, almost clear.
Very yeah. clear pee, yeah.
Like when you piss in the toilet and the toilet's still clear. Yeah.
Yeah. That goes with one of my kinks that you are not a fan of, and that is diapers.
Get out of my house. I don't want it.
I am not into adult baby stuff, which I have to say every time because people think that if you're into diapers, you have to be into adult baby stuff. And nope, I'm not. I'm genuinely I don't have anything against AB stuff, but I am not an adult baby. I don't find adult baby stuff attractive. None of the, I don't like pacifiers or any of that gear or whatever, the clothing. It's not for me, but I do like
any of that gear. But you do have the hat. You do.
The hat is just cute. It's just a husky on a hat. You do. But I do like diapers, and I love peeing in them a ton, and they feel all squishy and warm, and it's wonderful. And I actually do like when other people pee in mine and I pee in theirs and stuff. And yeah, I like diapers a lot. You should try it.
I don't want to.
If you like water sports, it's really just a logical, like, expansion of that. Like, you have to get, if you're not into the adult baby stuff, which I'm not and you're not, you have to, like, disassociate it with those thoughts. And, like, because at first I hated the aesthetic and now I like it because I don't at all associate it with anything like that anymore. I've, like, trained my brain to just associate it with, hey, I'm pissing myself and it feels nice and, like, it's squishy and warm. So, like, you have to get over the humility of it and, like, the stigma and all that type of thing, and then you can finally enjoy it.
I don't wanna.
Well, now you sound like an adult baby.
No, it's a brat.
I don't wanna.
I hate brats.
Well, don't say you hate them.
Well, okay. I dom a lot. Which, I have very little patience for things.
I'm not into the brat bottoms either.
I have very limited patience. Mm-hmm. So if you're a brat, I don't care. Like, you do you. Go be bratty. Right. But if it's like, I give command and you're like, no, I'm just like, I'm going to leave. I'm going to leave you tied up and I'm going to walk out.
Yeah, I legitimately don't enjoy that. I'm just like, okay, you're not respecting me and I don't think that's fun.
For me, it just kind of pulls me out of the headspace. Like, I'm very, very dummy. And then I hear, like, no. And I'm just like, well.
Yeah, not a fan of that, personally.
Hope you can untie yourself, because I'm out. No.
And then, like, I guess my anthro-specific fetishes are, like, anthro-horse cock, anthro-dog cock, anthro-sheaths. That's all great. Love it. Anthro, let's be clear. I genuinely, and not because it's, you know, the popular opinion, but I genuinely don't personally care for feral stuff. It's not for me. I don't like that, but I do like anthropomorphic, like horse cocks and all that. Especially horse cock, it's the best.
I like horse cock for its length, but and I girth. Prefer like canine for like the shape, you know.
I guess I still prefer anthro horse cock.
Honestly, once again, disclaimer: anthro.
Yeah.
What's the other? Oh my god! I will say though, the donut buttholes.
I do kind of like that, and I never thought I would.
The donut buttholes. For those of you who don't know, horse holes.
Holes anthro, of horses. Anthro, horse holes.
Anthro, yes, yes.
Yeah.
just as a blanket
statement. We're going to always say anthro just because we don't want people to take us out of context and be creepy about it,
but
obviously we're always talking about anthros, for real.
But on the off chance that we forget to say it once, just as our blanket
statement. We're talking about anthropomorphic, period.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those donut buttholes of a horse. Anthro horse.
You know what it made me think of, though? It made me think of a fox in the stable, which made me think of public play, which is another... I have to admit, I do like public play. I don't do it because it's illegal and getting caught would destroy my life, but I do like it in fantasy a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And like,
when someone else is doing it, like when you're watching porn.
Yes.
And it's like, yes.
Yes.
I can enjoy it without putting myself at risk.
I do not encourage that type of behavior, period. But, you know, fantasy, it's hot.
I will say that there are some lines that I draw with it. Like, every now and then you'll see like a shock piece where it's like some guy jerking off in a grocery store.
Yeah, like, fuck you.
And it's like,
you know,
and it's not, and I don't mean like a bathroom. I mean like in the aisle. like yeah. on Tony the Tiger's fucking box. Like, no.
Yeah, no. Just, yeah. Once your kink starts to harm others, that's where I have an issue with it. Well, non-consensually harm others.
That's just like a good blanket statement in general.
Yeah. And like, I love glory holes in porn. I wish I could go to them, but I am afraid of STIs, so I don't. But God fucking damn, is that hot.
I love the straight for pay actors.
You mean
the guys
gay for
who
pay?
Pretend like, no, like the, okay, gay for pay is the actual genre.
Uh-huh.
Which is like a straight guy who's paid and has sex with a gay guy. But I prefer like the subset, which is straight for pay, which is a gay guy who pretends to be a straight guy who then has sex with a gay guy.
Okay.
Mainly because, okay, I'm not a super huge fan of like baiting someone no. whose sexuality is not the one that you're trying to have
no.
intercourse with.
You're talking about fantasy anyway. You're not talking about like actual scenarios.
I mean like, like porn.
Yeah, like scripted.
Like I'm on porn.
Scripted porn.
Yeah, like the fake stuff.
That you can yeah. pretend is real just for your kink. And it doesn't hurt anybody. Yeah, yeah, that's what you're talking about.
Yeah. But I love like the straight for pay.
Hmm.
But it's always hilarious because it's always, the guy who's like pretending to be straight and is getting paid like, it's always like some guy with like a tramp stamp on his ass, like bitch ass bottom wearing a puka shell necklace with like frosted tips. And like, oh my God, I'm so straight.
Mm. Yeah, that is funny.
And it's like, no, you're not.
God. I guess I'm a voyeur too. I like.
Voyeur.
It's so weird. I'm not confident about like anal sex, I guess. But I also just genuinely have zero shame about sex. And like, I've fucked with a whole room full of people watching, and I just genuinely don't care.
Mm-hmm.
So I like the voyeurism. I like looking sexy in gear and having people look, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I like watching people too.
But if someone just happens to be watching you, you're kind of indifferent.
Yeah, I just don't care. It's fine.
Like, if you're gonna watch, great. I'm gonna do me, and you could do you.
It doesn't really do anything for me to have an audience, though. It's just I don't care.
Says the guy who has 2 YouTube channels and used to do porn.
I used to, yes. And I do not now.
I don't like an audience.
You know what I, like, it doesn't, you know what I mean, jerk.
I don't like attention.
No,
is
everyone
influencer.
Likes attention. Come on. But yeah. I was more confident when my body was twink, and now that I have a belly and man tits, not as confident, obviously. But I also don't do anything about it, so there's that. I complain.
Got to get you on a regiment.
Yeah, I got to start going on walks. I guess other fetishes I have, I don't know if you could consider this a fetish, but like Yif comics in particular.
That's not a fetish.
I know, but like I really like getting off to Yif comics. Like I love specifically that. Like I like there to be a story with the ridiculous fantasy porn.
You want
to
be convinced.
Like Brogles type of thing.
You want to be immersed in a world. Okay.
Well, I like when they have a character and then like you get to familiarize yourself with them and then they have hot fucking steamy sex.
I will say, as much as I love kink play, every now and then, and I mentioned this a little bit before, the Kyle Gold out of position, like, furry novels, which, for the most part, are so very vanilla. They're so vanilla. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I just love being, like, immersed in that world and then, like, watch, like, this tiger and fucking fox, like, go to town, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I love the romance of it.
Yeah, romance is cute.
But I'll never have. No, but.
Also, you mentioned out of position. That reminded me. We talked about uniforms earlier, but like sports gear. Like
yeah.
a football player with his musky, sweaty, like balls on my face.
Or, oh my God, the soccer players with like the really loose and baggy shorts.
Oh, yeah, and you can see their VPL.
Oh, yeah.
That's hot. Love it.
DPL.
VPL, visible penis line.
Oh.
Yeah, like at Gear Blast, there's like they all do a football game in their gear and then they all go fuck each other in lockers. So that's so hot.
That's really
and hot. I want to be like, can I offer my services orally? I really like sucking dick.
Well, what you're going to do is you're going to have to learn how to play football.
No.
I'm going to teach you.
I know how to play with balls, but not those ones.
Well, this is a... I'm assuming I already know the answer, but are you a cock or a ball guy?
What do you mean? Like, cock is better than balls if I had to choose just one. I do love balls on my face, but, like, dick is...
Okay.
Put it in my mouth more.
Put it in
my mouth more. A better thing to ask me is, like, are you a cock or ass guy? And the answer is dick. I like butts, but, like, okay. I way a million times prefer to see dicks.
I know I just got off this huge tangent, like, half hour ago about how I don't like anal vore, but I love rimming.
I can't do it.
I love rimming.
Nope. I've had it done obviously, to me, and like, I used to like it before my fissure, but now I can't even have it
obviously,
done to
like,
me.
Cleaned out. Like,
duh.
I want it to be, like, Mr. Fucking Clean, Magic Eraser Clean down there. But...
That's why I can't bring myself to do it, is because...
No matter
how clean you have it, it's still a butthole, and I just can't do it.
But yeah, I love rimming.
Yeah, I've seen some fine ass where I've been tempted. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, and you like fisting, don't you?
Oh yeah, that is a big kink of mine. I love fisting.
Fucking chariot riding monster.
Yeah, I've done. I won't tell the stories here because I'm sure we'll have a fisting episode. But I've done my fair share of fisting. I've gotten elbow deep. I'd love to go shoulder deep one day. I love a guy who can take an arm because it's kind of like hyper in real life where like they're taking a giant thing in their ass.
Oh, see, that's kind of like that kind of plays back into inflation. Like there's like especially like
chance
of
that belly bulge.
Or like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh fuck yeah.
Yeah, that's hot. actually, if you're into vore, you think you'd be into like if you're into anal vore, which you're not, you think they'd be into like fisting because that's actual anal vore happening.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Like, oh no, my arm's inside of you. Don't get the rest of me.
Oh no. Jerks off frantically. It'd be a real shame if you swallowed me whole. In your hole.
If you sucked me in.
Yeah, I just like big things in butts.
I'm jealous of the bottoms, who are just cavernous.
I wish I could take any dick, but I'm broken.
Single tear down the side of your cheek. Wee.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we touched on it too earlier. I really like ball sweat and like pit sweat, as long as it's a sweat
and not like
not
I
a body
showered
odor.
In a month
not a body yeah. odor. It has to be a manly sweat smell, and I'm very particular about it, but if it's there, oh fuck yeah, just put your balls on my face and I'll jerk off and be happy.
Well, that's why I asked, are you a dick or a ball guy?
Still would rather have a dick in my mouth 9 times out of 10.
Okay,
but I can easily get off with just balls on my face. That's all I need. But also I can get off with dick in my mouth, so. And I like sounding. I've done that. Never thought I would.
Sounding.
Never thought I'd like it.
Sounding scares me.
It scared me too. I couldn't look when he did it, but it felt amazing.
With all of the things that I'm into, I'm not sure why sounding isn't one of the things I'm into.
Because you never think of something going in your dick.
It startles me. I don't know why.
No, that's a reasonable reaction, but I liked it when I tried it, so.
I'm really bad with it. Sound like Brad, like the straight guy from like Mississippi, but. Like, it's a hole where things are supposed to come out, not go in, you know?
Okay.
Like, I've always thought of it as, like, a one-way street. Like,
oh my god, you sound like a straight guy right now.
You're going the wrong... That's what I mean. Ugh. You're going the wrong way.
God. I'm trying to think of other
I'm just things. Imagine, like, the crazy taxi arrow just, like, pointing the opposite direction.
Oh my god, stop. I mean, like, if it's not obvious, like, cum is one of my favorite things in the world. Like, just coat me in it. I love getting my puphood cum done. Like, just absolutely coated in loads and have them dry on there and I smell them. That's hot. I have a puphood specifically for that I don't bring in public because, ew. But, yeah, I love. Because
it's
love cum. Because
you could
puphood.
Snap it in half.
No. I wash it periodically, but, oh, it's hot. Love facials.
We should get a facial together.
Ew.
Oh,
oh, and for the record, no, I haven't fucked North, and no, I'm not going to fuck North. We're just friends.
Oh, God, no. Hell yeah, no. I don't want him. Everyone, okay, even in the, I mean, shocker, we have another podcast. Even in the comments of that, or people who like the other videos of his that I've been in, people are just like, have you guys slept together? Are you guys dating?
No.
God,
ew.
No. Hell no.
Like, my boyfriend has a way bigger dick than you.
Odin. What? Sorry, Naito, how dare you?
Yeah, stop forgetting my name, God.
Naito, how dare you? People are just like, are you guys dating? Y'all sound like a couple.
You
call him Hun a lot, and I'm just like, no, he's repulsive.
Yeah, I am.
No, we love. I love you though, BB.
We love you though. We being just you. You're the royal we.
I really am. Well, one of my friends' fiancés, they called me and my hair two different people.
Ugh. If you don't know, North has gross, like bird's nest hair.
Don't even say that. My hair is fabulous.
Okay. You're like angel hair really spaghetti instead of normal, sure.
Angle hair?
Angle hair. That angle I actually hair. Thought of another one of my fetishes while we were rambling. I really like a guy getting a massage and then getting a boner.
I love those.
Yeah.
I love those, like, obviously, like, fantasy, not real.
Fantasy,
like,
the happy, yeah. You gotta consent to it, but, like, that's so hot.
The happy ending massages. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or it's like, I paid my Uber driver with, like, my asshole, you know? Like,
sure.
Fantasy, of course, yeah. But, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Or the stupidest cliches, it sounds like the pizza delivery guy.
God, yeah, same, though. Is there any other way I could pay you?
But perhaps I like with my extra sausage.
Blah-hal.
I prefer extra sausage on mine.
Well, then you're shit out of luck.
Oh, Odin. Sorry. Naito.
Yeah, you can't even remember my name.
I'll get it right.
God, write it down.
I'll get it right eventually.
Maybe just on your second monitor, put Naito.
No, I have Discord pulled up, so I can see your beautiful icon light up.
What other kinks do we have?
Orgies, but orgies are pretty tame, though.
Yeah. Been in plenty.
I'm just trying to think of like what.
Oh, double penetration's hot as fuck.
Yeah.
I've only DP'd like Eiffel Towering someone. Yeah. It's fun. That just goes with like filling a bottom a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. DP'ing is so impractical and like not great when you do it. It's just hot in fantasy.
Unless you're like fucking a girl who has two holes.
That's cheating.
It's cheating. What, do you want it to be quad penetration?
It's too
two
easy.
For each?
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Quad. I bet that's a thing. I
oh
bet
my
someone's
God.
Done it.
QP.
QP. QP. Ugh.
Really, when it comes to cocks, just the bigger the better in real life. Like, it doesn't make sense because I can't, like, suck it as easily and I'm not a bottom. I just really love giant dicks. Like, that's my biggest weakness. I will drop to my fucking knees for a big dick.
Really?
Yes. Mm. It's, like, probably my biggest thing in real life is just a big dick. Love it.
I love humiliation. Like humiliation play.
So just whenever you pull down your pants?
You can't see my face right now. My face is cracked.
I just humiliated you in front of all 10 listeners.
All 10 people.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's just say I'm not hung.
My penis is 6.5 inches. Don't care if I say it.
I love humiliation play. Like, yeah, you dirty pig bottom, and like
give examples of what you like.
It depends on, well, this is one of those things where like I prefer to be a sub in. I prefer being the
yeah,
the degraded. But depends on what the play is. Like if we're doing like water sports, like, oh yeah, you little piss pig. I can't
so verbal degradation?
Yeah.
But not...
Also, like...
What about, like, scenarios?
Oh, like I'm in school and my pants rip or whatever.
Well, sure. But, like, college and also fantasy. But, yes, go on.
Well, I hate you so... Well, no shit. We're 18 plus, but...
I know.
Sorry. I'm at the office at my 9-to-5 job and my pants rip as a 30-year-old man.
Like, so you like the fantasy scenarios of, like, art where, like...
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I do know people who are just like, they like the hush plugs, mm-hmm. and they'll like go to work to their 9-to-5 and their fucking dom or like their boyfriend will like turn on the hush plug at like 2 p.m. while they're still at work. But
I think that's fine as long as no one's around to hear it and it doesn't affect anyone else. That's hot.
I guess.
As long as, it's as long as I'm into, though. You're legitimately not, there's no one in your cubicle or whatever. No one hears you and you're still able to work. I don't care.
And you're not like scream moaning
yeah,
from
no,
your cubicle.
Just, you're not, like, as long as your kink doesn't actually affect anybody else who isn't consenting, I don't care.
Like, moral of the story.
Yeah. Also, if you hear like little crunching noises, because my ferret's been eating for the past like 20 minutes.
And also, if you hear trains rolling by, it's because I live in a city.
Mm-hmm. So many pups where you live, though. Jealous.
Yeah. And I can't talk to any of them because there's a fucking pandemic.
Yeah. Well, we both got our first shots, so give it a month.
Yeah. Get your fucking vaccine gel, though.
Yeah, you motherfuckers. You don't only need shots of cum. You need shots
I want to fuck people again. Virus. I want to fuck people again.
Well, I mean, I fuck my boyfriend, like, every week. But yeah, sure.
My boyfriend.
My boyfriend. We talked about it a little bit earlier about rubber, but yeah, I really like that. Like, I've had full rubber. They're called cat suits, if you don't know. I don't know why, but it's a full rubber outfit. It's aesthetically gorgeous, and I love it. Wearing it, it's fine. I like that it makes me look, in my head anyway, sexy. I like that aspect of it. But I don't get a lot out of the actual feeling of wearing it.
Well, it's like a full body girdle, so it kind of holds things in.
Well, some people love that feeling.
Yeah. Where, like, if you hold it up, it wouldn't fit you, but the fact that it, like, squeezes the fuck out of you, and it's like a sausage casing.
Full body hug like Vore.
Oh, God. We used to know someone who called Vore, like, communism. And Vore is just a full body hug. And it's like, okay.
Rubber's, like, aesthetically pleasing, but moving forward in my life, I probably won't do it much anymore because A, I've gained weight, so I just don't think I look that great in it anymore. Personally, just my opinion of how I present and how I look.
Yeah.
And I ripped my last one, and it was a custom, and it's just like, man, I'd rather just wear, like...
You ripped it?
Yeah. I was sucking dick and kneeling down, and then it has an ass zipper, and it just blew out. Like, you can't fix it. Like, like, while I was kneeling down, and I was like, well, you better give me a big load.
I'm sorry, sweetie.
Yeah, probably not going to do rubber again. I like motocross gear because it's very light and comfortable and still sexy.
You have a little bit too much junk in your trunk.
It's really junk on my chest and belly, but sure.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You're not that fat. Odin says that he's like, oh, my God, I'm so obese. He's like, oh.
No, really I'm not. But I'm used to my entire life being completely twinkish. And now I am not, so it is a shock because I had a high metabolism for most of my life, and then I hit around 28, 29, and there went my metabolism. Mm-hmm. So it's like I'm used to eating whatever I want and not being active all those years, which, oh, woe is me. Now I'm not complaining 50. About that, whatever. But now it's a complete life change where my body's like, hey, you can't do that anymore. Fuck you. And I love bellies. That's another kink of mine. I love fuzzy bellies. If you have a big, round, fuzzy belly, I will fucking rub my face on it while I jerk off and suck your dick. I love it. You're not my type. I like big bellies. I don't really like very personally, sexually, I'm not very attracted to like very large guys overall. I just like when they have a big belly.
This is where Odin reads me to filth.
Like I like the bare belly. You know what I mean? I don't like, what do you call it? Like,
once again, Shamu the whale.
Is calling it like super chub? Is that offensive? I'm trying not to be offensive. What is it
called? No, that's the term.
Yeah, I'm not personally into super chub. I don't care if you are. Go for it. But it's just not my thing. What body types
you're
do you like?
You're like pear-shaped.
Okay, fuck you. What? Bitch.
Well, that's literally your body type. What do you mean, fuck you?
Oh, I also like electro.
Oh, the yeah.
Yeah, I've had like...
Kettle prods are great.
Electro on my cock. I like being shocked. I think it's fun. It's painful and like a jolt, but there's something very fun about it.
Yeah.
Look,
I love me the cattle prod.
I can do electrical pain. I can tolerate it more than a lot of people.
It's a rush. Uh-huh. It really is.
Like, oh,
it's like that's
one time. I'll tell this full story, but one time I was at Gear Blast with a dog collar on and they'd randomly shock me while I was walking around. And let's just say that was a lot of fun.
Kinda
it was
hot.
Very hot.
That's kind of hot. I like that.
I loved it so much. Dog collars are fun. The shock collars.
You were gonna ask me something and I forgot what it was.
What type of body types you like?
Everything.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna sound like such like a millennial ass. Like I'm fine with anyone. Like it's the personality that matters to me. But I'm genuinely fine with anything between, like, fucking, like, spoopy, scary skeletons, like, nothing but, like, skin on bones, all the way up to, like, my body type, you know?
Wow, I'm not into emaciated. And I personally am not attracted to femboys. This is just not my thing. I'm into, like, what the stereotype of masculinity is. That's what I am sexually attracted to.
Give me a guy in a fucking skirt.
Not my thing. Nope. Not. I'm not into.
Oh my god. There's nothing. I love a twink in a skirt.
Nope. That's like the most common thing. Like everyone loves that. But I'm just like, I'm so fucking gay that I'm also only attracted to stereotypical masculinity for the most part.
Are you? You better not be telling me you're mask for mask.
What does that mean?
Mask for mask. Masculine for masculine.
I'm not that masculine myself. I'm kind of whatever. I'm not feminine, okay. Though, but I'm whatever.
I'm kind of whatever.
Yeah, like...
Moral of the story, he's just kind of whatever.
Yeah, I'm kind of whatever. Like, I'd been with more feminine guys, don't get me wrong, but it's just I'm personally more attracted to... I don't like to say I'm attracted to masculine things because, like, what is masculinity? What is... You know what I mean? That's it's all based on stereotypes and...
We're not going to get into this.
Right. I just want to say, like... I am attracted to what is stereotypically considered masculinity. That's my personal preference.
I like the full range.
I wish I could be bisexual.
Well, it's probably because I'm also bisexual.
Oh, God. I wish I could be. Like, why would I want to limit who I'm attracted to? I would love to be bisexual.
I love a good, like, butch, dom, like, girl. But I also like a nice, like, femmy, like... very subby guy, you know? I like the full range.
Yeah, I wish I could be the same, believe me. Like, I'm so jealous of bisexual people. Like, you... There's so much more out there to explore, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I would love if my penis would get hard at every... Not everything, you know what I mean, but...
Yeah. Everything within reason, mm-hmm. You know? Yeah.
I think we're probably nearing the end of what our kinks are. I mean, we probably have a lot more, but this is like gives you an idea of who we are and what we're into a little bit.
We could probably go for like another hour if we wanted to. But
and like, I guess now that
those were our top kinks.
If you've listened this long, maybe you'll want to hear a little bit about us personally. I am Nido Flo. Obviously, you know who I'm Odin, but I'm Nido Flo. I do. Furry YouTube full time.
You do?
Yeah. And this is my second podcast, and I think this is very fun. I love being able to talk about this unhinged. And I know some people will probably give me shit for it, but I generally want to tell anybody that has a problem with me doing this podcast, go fuck yourself. This is fun. I am a 30-year-old man, and I have every right to talk about sexuality and what I've done and everything like that. I want sex to be open with other adults. Like, I don't think this is a shameful topic. It's something most people enjoy. I don't like when people shame sex. As long as you're consenting adults, then you do your thing and I'll do mine. So, yeah, and I live in Michigan. I don't know. I don't want to say too much about me. Whatever. You'll learn a lot in the future episodes of all my sexcapades. I'll say that.
Sexcapades. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that.
What about you, North?
Well, my name is Rotunda.
Shut the fuck up.
But yeah, I'm North. I'm a Chicagofer. I just started this whole YouTube escapade. Now I have that word stuck in my head.
Yeah, I know you've said it multiple escapade. Times.
But I started this whole YouTube journey, what, like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
When the other podcast that Nido / Odin mentioned, I'm also doing with him.
Yeah.
So
it's Anthrocast. We also do Anthrocast.
Yeah. Ah, big shocker. Spoiler.
My guess is, I just want to put this out there as a guess, like first episode, that this podcast, even though it's limited to adults, will do better than, like, better, like, numbers wise, which who cares? But I'm just saying, probably will reach a wider audience, ironically, than the Anthrocast.
Probably.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just started this whole YouTube thing like a couple weeks ago. I have a YouTube channel, which will probably be coming out with my second video before this actually goes up. So I'll probably have two videos by the time this is posted.
Cobalt Northcote.
So feel free to go
check. Cobalt, damn it.
You'll get it eventually.
Yeah, Cobalt Northcote.
He thinks I'm a balding bitch, which is true. But
all our socials are linked at the bottom, by the way, if you want to follow
us. Yeah, just go click. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe, yada yada yada, YouTube shit. But yeah, all of our socials are down below.
And I just want to say, I just want to say, like, this podcast is, you know, we're figuring it out. You know what I mean? But my idea for it is to talk about a different sexual topic each week, maybe have even sex questions episodes, that type of stuff. It's going to be a adult furry podcast. It'll be sex in general, but also relate to us because, hey, we're furry and everything is from our furry perspectives. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we might just talk about, like, fisting, but it's as furries because, yeah. So
wait, we're furries?
Yeah. Ask questions in the comments. Don't tell me. Leave comments. And support us if you can. If you want to financially support us, you can go to patreon.com/odinwolf and pledge there. It doesn't directly support this podcast or Nido's channel, but it does help out. And North also has a Patreon.
I do. patreon.com/koboldnorthcote. Feel free to take a peek over there and you can support me from there.
Yep. And I have awesome merch at odinwolf.storemv.com. It's really great to check out. It's weird that it's called Odinwolf and I'm Night of Flow. It's so crazy how that happens.
Yeah, who is this other person?
Yeah.
This other personality.
And we do want to hear your feedback about episode one, what you liked, what you didn't like, what you think we should do in the future, future topics, people we should bring in. And also, if you're an adult furry artist or like manufacturer of like dildos, adult products, you can advertise with us. Reach out at odinwolfbusiness@gmail.com and you could be our sponsor. We'd love to work with you. We'd love to work with furry themed businesses, but we're not opposed to working with like Adam and Eve or whatever, you know what I mean? Because this is just a hobby, it would be wonderful if, you know, it could support us a little bit. I think that about sums up episode one of the WooCast, the weekly furry podcast that happens every Friday. I have been your host, Nido Flo, and I have been joined with
your favorite Chicago kobold.
Or like a kobold, North.
Bald. Kobold.
Kobald. Anyway, it's been kobold. The WooCast, and we should think of an outro. Also, if you have a suggestion of how we should end this podcast, what our outro should be, because we don't want it to just be bye-bye, leave a comment. Maybe we'll decide on yours.
I know.
But for now, we'll just say it's been the WooCast. Thank you for joining us. Bye.
Bye, y'all.